The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 7, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 12th, 2008, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, today, on this most auspicious occasion, when we are remembering the transcendental appearance day of Lord Sri Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will read from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 4, text number 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yada yada hi dharmasya,
yada yada hi dharmasya,
dhanirbhavati bharata,
dhanirbhavati bharata,
abhyuttanam dharmasya,
abhyuttanam dharmasya,
tadatmanam sridhyamyaham,
tadatmanam sridhyamyaham.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of your religion, at that time I descend myself. Therefore, the word Svajami is significant herein. Svajami cannot be used in the sense of creation, because according to the previous verse, there is no creation of the Lord's form or body, since all of the forms are eternally existent. Therefore, Svajami means that the Lord manifests himself as he is. Although the Lord appears on schedule, namely at the end of the Dwapara Yuga of the 28th millennium of the 7th Manu and one day of Brahma, he has no obligation to adhere to such rules and regulations. Because he is completely free to act in many ways at his will, he therefore appears by his own sweet will whenever there is a predominance of irreligiosity and its appearance, a disappearance of true religion. Principles of religion are laid down in the Vedas, and any discrepancy in the matter of properly executing the rules of the Vedas makes one irreligious. In the Bhagavatam it is stated that such principles are the laws of the Lord. Only the Lord can manufacture a system of religion. The Vedas are also accepted as originally spoken by the Lord himself to Brahma from within his heart. Therefore, the principles of dharma or religion are the direct orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, dharman tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. These principles are clearly indicated throughout the Bhagavad Gita. The purpose of the Vedas is to establish such principles under the order of the Supreme Lord, and the Lord directly orders at the end of the Gita that the highest principle of religion is to surrender unto him only and nothing more. The Vedic principles push one towards complete surrender unto him, and whenever such principles are disturbed by the demonic, the Lord appears. In the Bhagavatam, we understand that Lord Buddha is the incarnation of Krishna, who appeared when materialism was rampant and materialists were using the pretext of the order of the authority of the Vedas. Although these are certain restrictive rules and regulations regarding animal sacrifice, although there are certain restrictive rules and regulations regarding animal sacrifice for particular purposes in the Vedas, people of demoniac tendency still took to animal sacrifice without reference to the Vedic principles. Lord Buddha appeared to stop this nonsense and to establish the Vedic principles of nonviolence. Therefore, each and every avatar or incarnation of the Lord has a particular mission, and they are all described in the revealed scriptures. No one should be accepted as an avatar unless he is referred to by scriptures. It is not a fact that the Lord appears only on Indian soil. He can manifest himself anywhere and everywhere and wherever he desires to appear. In each and every incarnation, he speaks as much about religion as can be understood by the particular people under their particular circumstances. But the mission is the same, to lead people to God consciousness in obedience to the principles of religion. Sometimes he descends personally, and sometimes he sends his bona fide representative in the form of his son or servant, or himself in some disguised form. The principles of the Bhagavad Gita were spoken to Arjuna, and for that matter to other highly elevated persons, because he was highly advanced compared to ordinary persons in other parts of the world. 2 + 2 = 4 is a mathematical principle that is true both in the beginner's arithmetic class and in the advanced class as well. Still, there are higher and lower mathematics. In all incarnations of the Lord, therefore, the same principles are taught, but they appear to be higher and lower in varied circumstances. The higher principles of religion begin with the acceptance of the four orders and the four statuses of social life, as will be explained later. The whole purpose of the mission of incarnations is to arouse Krishna consciousness everywhere. Such consciousness is manifest and non-manifest only under certain circumstances.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, this is the unlimited kindness of God. God is naturally kind. Because he is the father of all living entities. Don't the father and mother feel natural love for their children? Even the tiger loves its cub. So it is a natural feeling. Between the father and mother and the children. So, God being the father and the mother of all living beings, certainly feels love for them. If your children get in trouble, what will you do? Will you say, who cares? No, you will run. To save your child from danger. So Krishna comes. When he sees his children are completely lost in the world in the material nature,
he
comes again and again and again. He comes as Matsya. He comes as Kurma. He comes as Parasaram. He comes as Nrisimhadeva. He comes as Balaram. He comes as Krishna. He comes as Lord Ram. He has innumerable incarnations. The poet Jayadeva Goswami has made one song, Das Avatar Stotra. The 10 incarnations.
desincarnatio.
Does that mean that Krishna only has 10 incarnations?
To znaczy, że Krishna ma samo 10 incarnacji?
No.
Nie.
He has unlimited incarnation.
To on bezbroj incarnacji.
Infinite number.
Bezkrajne число.
In mathematics, there's the infinity sign, is it?
W matematyce ma to znak za bezkrajność.
So that is the number of incarnations.
To jest numer incarnacji.
Infinite.
Bezkrajne.
So, in each and every case, Krishna bestows his great mercy upon the suffering souls of this world.
В всеки случай на своето появяване той излива цялата си безпричинна милост върху падналите души от този свят.
To save them from their suffering.
За да ги спаси от тяхното страдание.
So, do you know why we are suffering here?
А знаете ли защо страдаме тук?
The reason we are suffering is we are making a big mistake.
Причината, поради която страдаме, е, че правим голяма грешка.
We are thinking ourselves to be these bodies.
Мислим, че сме тези тела.
These bodies are destined to fall apart.
Тези тела са обречени да се разпаднат.
Today or tomorrow, the body will fall apart.
Днес или утре тялото ще се разпадне.
You cannot avoid it.
Не може да бъде избегнато.
Everyone's body will break down and fall apart.
Тялото на всеки ще се разпадне части.
It'll happen today.
Ще се случи днес.
Next week.
Следващата седмица.
Next year.
Следващата година.
Next decade.
Следващата.
Sooner or later, everyone here in this room, their body will fall apart and die.
Тялото на всеки тук в тази стая ще се разпадне и те ще умрат.
There are no survivors.
Няма оцелели.
There's 100% mortality rate.
Смъртността е 100%.
That's not a very happy thing, is it?
Това не е нещо много весело, което ни носи щастие.
You're dying.
Умирате.
You're destined to die.
Обречени сте да умрете.
You say, no, I don't want to die.
И си казвате, не, не искам да умра.
That's natural.
Това е естествено.
Because you're not the body.
Защото вие не сте тялото.
The desire to live proves that you're not your body.
Желанието да продължите да живеете доказва, че не сте това тяло.
People say, where is the proof for the existence of the soul?
Хората казват, къде е доказателството за съществуването на душата?
I can easily prove it. Just give me a gun and I'll put it in your head.
Лесно мога да го докажа. Просто ще дайте ми оръжие и ще ви го опра в главата.
I'll immediately prove the existence of your soul.
И веднага ще докажа съществуването на душата.
You say, don't pull the trigger, please.
Ще почнете да се молите. Моля те, надърпай си с спусъка.
Why?
Защо?
Why you don't want to die?
Защо не искаш да умреш?
What difference does it make? Chemicals are chemicals, right?
Какво значение има? Химикатите си химикали, нали?
The atheists say it's just a bunch of chemicals.
Атеистите казват, че ние сме просто купчина вещества.
So what's the difference between a living bunch of chemicals and a still bunch of chemicals? What's the difference?
Каква е разликата между живата купчина вещества и неподвижната купчина вещества?
Chemicals are chemicals.
Химическите елементи са си химически елементи.
The atheistic philosophy is highly impractical.
Атеистичната философия е крайно непрактична.
Because everybody values a living body over a dead body. Everyone. Even the atheist.
Защото всеки цени живото тяло повече от смъртното тяло, дори атеистите.
If his собака gets run over by a car, he'll be very unhappy, you see.
Ако кучето му го прегази кола, той ще бъде много нещастен, нали така?
You say, well, my dear atheist, why are you crying? It's still the same bunch of fur and blood and bones as it was before. What's the big deal?
И му кажете, скъпи мой атеист, защо плачеш? Това си е същата купчина, кожа, кости и други работи, както и преди.
You understand? The soul is the difference.
Разбирате ли? Разликата е присъствието на душата.
The presence of the soul makes the difference.
Присъствието на душата в тялото прави разликата.
When your dog dies, his soul is gone. And that's what you're learning.
Когато кучето умре, душата му е напуснала и затова тъжите.
So you are not your body.
Така че вие не сте вашето тяло.
And your dog is not his body either.
И кучето ви не е своето тяло също така.
But we are totally caught up in this false conception that I'm the body.
Но ние сме напълно хванати в тази фалшива концепция, че аз съм това тяло.
And if you think you're the body, then what is your happiness based on?
И ако си мислите, че вие сте това тяло, на какво ще се гради вашето щастие?
gratifying your senses. Your tongue, your eyes, your ears, your genitals. Then your happiness is based on gratifying these bodily organs. If you think that you're the body, that sense of identity with the body is the root cause of every single problem throughout the entire world. If we can simply educate the people in general that they are not their bodies and they're actually spiritual beings, the whole world will become peaceful and happy.
Ако можем да обучим всички хора, че те не са тези тела, целият свят ще бъде умиротворен и спокоен и щастлив.
Therefore, a great spiritual master, the greatest spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, my beloved spiritual master, founded a society known as ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Ето защо най-великият от всички духовни учители, Небобожественият отец и Бхактиведанта Свами Шрила Прабхупада, моят любим духовен учител, основа едно международно общество за международното общество за Кришна съзнание ISKCON.
The purpose of ISKCON is to educate every man, woman and child on the face of this planet that my dear person, you are not the body.
И целта на това общество е да обучим всеки мъж, жена и дете, че скъпи господин, госпожо, вие не сте това тяло.
You are an eternal spiritual being.
Вие сте вечно духовно същество.
Your nature is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss.
Вашата природа е вечно изпълнена съзнание и блаженство.
Your body's nature is temporary, full of ignorance and misery.
А природата на вашето тяло е временна, изпълнена с невежество и страдания.
The body and the self have natures that are exactly opposite.
Тялото и душата имат напълно противоположни природи.
So to identify with that which is totally opposite to your nature, it puts you in a very precarious position. One has to give up this false identification with matter. And realize I'm an eternal spiritual being in quality one with God. So each and every one of us, we are not this body, we are part of God. God is the complete whole. So can any of you claim that you are the complete whole? Or are you part of the complete whole? Can any of you claim that you are everything? Can any of you claim that you're everything? You claim that you're everything? What is it then?
He's quoting the invocation of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya. The invocation says that the complete whole is complete and balanced and in harmony, many full complete persons are coming out of this complete whole.
Your nature is complete.
Твоята природа е цялостна.
The Isha Upanishad, this mantra, does not say that you are the complete whole.
Но тази мантра ми казва, че ти си пълното цяло.
It states that you are a complete unit of the complete whole.
Казва, че си цялостна единица от пълното цяло.
Just as the automobile factory is a complete whole facility, the Ford Motor Factory is a complete whole unit.
Както например фабриката за автомобили Ford е цялостна единица.
It has everything. Yes. It has the wind, it puts the car, you know, every part there. And every car that rolls out of that assembly line is also complete. Because the manufacturing facility is complete, it contains all aspects of manufacturing. Therefore, each car that rolls off the assembly line is also a complete automobile. You understand?
Тъй като вътре с натерно с всички аспекти на автомобилостроенето, всяка кола, която излиза от производствената линия, е цялостна сама по себе си.
But that does not mean that the automobile is the manufacturing plant. There's a difference.
Но това не означава, че автомобила е фабриката за автомобили.
Even though both of them are complete.
Въпреки че двете са цялостни.
There's the big complete and the little complete.
Има голяма цялостност и малка цялост.
The complete whole is the big complete.
Голям цяло е голямата цялост.
And the complete unit is that which is emanating from the complete whole.
Цялостната единица е това, което е произлязло от пълното цяло.
I didn't ask if any of you are complete units. You're all complete units.
Не съм ви питал дали сте цялостни единици. Вие всички сте цялостни единици.
I asked if any of you could claim that you were the complete whole.
Питах ви дали сте пълно цяло.
And you were the only one who raised your hand.
А ти си единствения, който си дигна ръката.
Now are you straight now that you're not the complete whole?
Сега убеден ли си, че не си пълното цяло?
So, since that means that we are all part of the complete whole.
Това означава, че ние сме части от пълното цяло.
And the part of the whole, what is its proper duty or utility?
И какво правилното приложение на пълната единица?
The part of the whole always serves the complete whole.
Частицата от пълното цяло винаги служи на пълното цяло.
Just like here in this flashlight.
Както това фенерче.
It's a complete unit.
Та е цялостна единица.
And there are different parts of it.
И вътре има различни частички.
This is the switch, you see.
Ето само ключето.
It turns on the light.
Включва светлината.
So every part of the complete whole, it serves the complete whole.
Всяка част от пълното цяло служи на пълното цяло.
This little thing on the end here, so you can carry it on your keychain if you want. See a little thing here.
Ето тук това приспособление на края помага да си носите на ключодържателя, ако искате.
Every part of this unit, this complete unit, serves this whole unit. You see?
Всяка частица от това пълно цяло служи на пълното цяло.
So in this way, whether it's something manufactured by man or it's something produced by nature, in every case, the part always serves the complete whole unit.
Независимо дали е нещо произведено от човека или е нещо създадено от природата, всяка част на нещо цяло служи на пълното цяло.
Take your body for example.
Вземете за пример тялото.
Doesn't your hand serve the body?
Ръката не служи на тялото.
When you get hungry, how do you eat?
Като гладнете, как се храните?
You take the food in your hand and put it in your mouth.
Вземате храната с ръка и поставяте в устата си.
So the hand is serving the body.
Така че ръката служи на тялото.
And if it doesn't serve the body, what do you do?
И ако не служи на тялото, какво правите?
You go to the doctor's office to get it fixed.
Отивате в доктора да ви оправи.
Because the part is always meant to serve the whole.
Защото частта винаги е предназначена да служи на цялото.
So since we can understand that each and every one of us is part of the complete whole,
и така както можем да разберем, че всеки един от нас е частично.
What does that tell us about our duty?
Какво ни говори това за нашия дълг?
This tells us that each and every one of us is meant to serve the complete whole. If the hand doesn't serve the whole, you got to take it to the doctor to get it fixed. It's not working. And if you, the part of the complete whole, are not serving the complete whole, you're not working properly. You're out of order.
Не работите.
You have to go to a spiritual master to get repaired.
Трябва да отидете на духовен учител, за да бъдете поправени.
Guru is the repairman, is it?
Гуру е като сервизният.
That you're not working properly.
Не работите правилно.
You're supposed to be serving the complete whole, but you're malfunctioning right now.
Предназначен сте да служите на пълното цяло, обаче в момента да функционирате.
So you have to go to the repair shop and get repaired, see?
Трябва да отидете в сервиза и да ви поправят.
This is the repair shop here.
Тук е сервиза.
Did you know you were? Did you know that you actually came to get repaired today? We tricked you. We said we're going to have a big dinner and there'll be a lot of singing and dancing. It was just a trick. Actually, we brought you here to repair you. So again, you could serve the complete whole. And feel blissful all the time. So Krishna consciousness means how you can always feel blissful. 24 hours a day. Whether you're here at these wonderful Hare Krishna programs, whether you're riding the bus, the boring bus, are you working your job, are you standing in line at the grocery store? If you learn the art of how to serve the complete whole at every minute, then you will taste the same happiness that Krishna, the Supreme Personality, the Supreme Complete Whole Personality of God, is tasting at every minute. There is no one who enjoys like God. He is the most wealthy, the most powerful, the most famous. He's the most everything.
Той е най-богатия, най-известния, най-могъщия, всичко най.
Nobody enjoys like God.
Никой не се наслаждава като Бог.
And we are teaching you today the secret of how you can enjoy on the same level with God.
И ние тук ви учим как да се наслаждате по същия начин като Бога.
We are not cheating you by telling you that we will teach you how to become God. That's cheating. We are giving you something better. We are teaching you how to become an intimate associate of the Supreme Person. How you can experience His presence at every minute. How you can personally reciprocate with Him at every minute. In all times, all places, and all circumstances. This is the art we are teaching you. And there is a name for this art. It is called Bhakti.
Bhakti Yoga.
Connecting with the Supreme Person through love. They say that the world can't live without love. But the problem is what they call love is lust. It's imperfect because it's always tinged with greed. Here in the Hare Krishna movement, we are teaching a different kind of love. We are teaching pure love, which is completely free of any lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, or envy. If you can learn to love the way that we are teaching you to love, we can absolutely guarantee you this. You will be one of a very small elite of persons within this entire universe. Who enjoys life on the pure level of complete perfection. It won't matter if you're young or old, sick or healthy, wealthy or poor, it won't matter. We will teach you how to be completely transcendental to your material circumstances.
Ние сте научим как да бъдете напълно трансцендентни към своите материални обстоятелства.
This is called self-realization.
А това се нарича себереализация.
There are many different levels of self-realization.
Има много различни нива на себеосъзнаването.
Primarily three of them.
Главно са, са три.
Brahman realization.
Осъзнаването на Браман.
Paramatma realization.
Осъзнаването на Параматма.
And the highest level, Bhagavan realization.
И най-висшето ниво е реализацията, осъзнаването на
Бхагаван. Which is also known as.
Което също се е познато като
Krishna consciousness.
Кришна съзнание.
Krishna is Bhagavan.
Krishna is Bhagavan.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Върховната божествена личност.
So, if you can learn how to be Krishna conscious,
и ако вие можете да се научите как да бъдете Кришна осъзнати,
you will be one of a very small elite number of persons within this universe.
Вие ще бъдете един от малцината елитни личности в тази вселена,
who have realized the highest truth.
Която осъзнава най-висшата истина.
You become Paramahamsa.
Ще се превърнете в Парамахамса.
Парамахамса means one who is situated beyond this world.
Парамахамса означава някой, който е установен отвъд материалния свят.
Literally means supreme swan.
Всъщност означава буквално най-висшия лев.
The swan has a beak with an amazing capability.
Левдите имат клюн, топка с необикновена способност.
He can dip his beak into a mixture of milk and water.
Може да потопи човката си в смеска от вода и мляко.
And he can extract the milk and leave beside the water.
Да изпие млякото и да остави водата.
That is the swan, the beaks, the beak of the swan.
Това е способността на левитовия клюн.
So, a Paramahamsa.
Така че Парамахамса.
He can float through this world just like a swan.
А може да прелети през този свят като лев.
And simply extract the nectar from every experience that he's in.
И просто да извлече нектар от всяко преживяване.
And leave all the poison aside.
И остави цялата отрова на страна.
This material world is polluted.
Тази материална природа е замърсена.
It's very polluted.
Много замърсена.
And it's becoming more and more polluted, that's the thing.
И истината, че става все по- и по-замърсена.
But it doesn't bother the Paramahamsa.
Но това не притеснява Парамахамсите.
Because he can always connect with the nectar wherever he goes.
Защото винаги може да се свържи с нектара, където и да отиде.
Personally, he has no anxieties.
Лично той няма никакви притеснения.
But because he has pure love for the Supreme.
Но тъй като притежава най-висша любов към Върховния.
And pure love for all living beings.
Чиста любов към всички живи същества.
He feels greatly sorrowful in his heart to see the suffering of the living beings of this world.
Той изпитва огромна тъга в сърцето си заради страданието на всички живи същества.
And therefore he fully dedicates himself to saving the world from the suffering condition.
И затова напълно се отдава да спаси живите същества от тяхното страдание.
If we can get the association of such a Paramahamsa.
И ако можем да получим общуването на такъв Парамахамса.
If we can get the dust from his feet on our head.
Ако можем да поставим пух от неговите нозе на главите си.
If we can somehow get his blessings.
Ако по някакъв начин можем да получим благословията му.
Then we will become transformed.
Тогава ще бъдем напълно преобразени.
We will also become Paramahamsa.
Ще станем Парамахамса също така.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Сега мога да питам, ако имате някакви въпроси.
Ние сме толкова незначителни. Мога да разбира, Кришна от своя страна е няма нужда. Той е абсолютно съвършен и няма нужда. Защо трябва да се себереализираме и да ставаме значителни, когато Кришна е като че ли няма нужда, защото той от една страна ние сме негови деца, а от друга страна въпросът ми е защо трябва да е толкова важно да се реализираме от незначителни да станем значителни. Защо е толкова важно?
So, we're so minor that it seems that Krishna doesn't need us because we're meaningless, like we're very small. So, so why do we have to become self-realized? As it seems that we're so small that Krishna insignificant, that Krishna doesn't need us.
Does the parent think, well, of all my children, the baby is very small, so he's not very important?
Нали родители си мисли, от всичките ми деца бебето е толкова малко, че няма никакво значение, не е важно.
Little one I don't care about.
Не ми пука за тия малки.
Чувал съм, че духовният учител да се грижи най-много за тези, които са най-болни, най-влеки.
He has heard that the spiritual master takes best care of those who are worst hurt or most unhappy.
Actually, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's most merciful manifestation, he is known as Patita Pavan.
Всъщност, най-милостивата инкарнация на Кришна, Бог Чайтанья Махапрабху, е познат като Патита Павана.
He is the friend of the fallen.
Той е приятел на падналите.
So, Narottam Das Thakur, he is praying to Lord Chaitanya.
И Narottam Das Thakur се моли на Бог Чайтанья.
He said, my dear Lord, of all the living beings, there is no one more fallen than me.
Господи, сред всички същества няма по-паднал от мен.
Therefore, my claim to your mercy is first. In other words, those who are in the most fallen condition, they get to go first in the line for the mercy. So anyone here who realizes they are most fallen, you can come to the head of the line to get the mercy first. Come on up.
Така че тези, които осъзнавате, че сте най-паднали, може да дойдете напред на опашката, за да получите милостта.
Yes. Next question. Yeah.
В много религии използвам думата религия в светския смисъл на думата, защото Гурудев много хубаво обясни, че има само една религия. Но така в много религии се говори за любов към Бог, любов към ближни, особено визирам християнството. Но всъщност аз мисля, че единствен начин да развием любов към ближни е първо да развием любов към Бога. И по естествен начин ще развием любов към ближния. Възможно ли по обратния начин, развивайки любов към ближния, да развием любов към Бога?
So there are many mundane religions who propose that we should first manifest love for our neighbors, and then in this way we can become lovers of God. So is it possible that it happens in this way? Because he believes.
They say love your neighbor.
They call it to put your business.
So why are they killing the cows? The cows are also neighbors.
Защо убиват кравите тогава? Те също са ни ближни.
Why they love one neighbor and eat the other one?
Защо обичат едните, пък убиват другите?
What sort of love is that, you see?
Каква е тая любов?
That is not love, that's lust.
Това не е любов, това е похот.
That is selfishness, that is greed.
Това е егоизъм и алчност.
Let them really love their neighbors for a change.
Защо, за да направят нещо различно, не започват мисли?
It's simply an empty slogan, love your neighbor.
Това е просто един празен
Let them love their neighbors, the cows, and stop the killing. Just close the slaughterhouses, the rascals.
Да закрият кланиците и да обикнат първо краите си, които също са им ближни.
Then they can talk about loving their neighbor. They close the slaughterhouses, then I believe they really love their neighbor.
Като затворят кланиците, тогава ще им повярвам, че наистина обичат ближните си.
Until then, I don't believe it.
До тогава не вярвам.
I'll never accept they love their neighbors as long as they run these nonsense slaughterhouses.
Никой няма да им повярва, че обичат ближните си, докато продължат с техните кланици.
Next question.
Въпрос е, трябва да отлича сита, за да може да се наслаждаваме като Кришна, като Бог Рамачандра. Означава, че когато ние, например, вземем един поп, не го предложим на Бога.
Като вземем
един поп, например, и не го предложим на Бога, че имаме същия менталитет на Рамачандра.
So when Ravana kidnapped Sita, he meant to enjoy her in the way Lord Ramachandra enjoys her. But when we get a fruit, for example, and we don't offer it to Krishna, does it mean that we have the same mentality as Ravana?
If you take a fruit and you don't offer it,
yes.
You're a
Ravana,
yes?
That is
your Ravana. Don't be a Ravana. Offer your food to Krishna before you eat, otherwise you're simply a tiny Ravana. Don't be a Ravana. Offer your food first. Next question.
Основата на бхакти йога на Кришна съзнание е Кришна ката. И обаче, когато ние сме тук в материалния свят и много често ни се случва да бъдем завличани от многото страдания и понякога съвсем естествено започваме да говорим за тези страдания и тогава подпадаме в друга програма, това е Праджапа, тогава гуните ние такова, сражаваме с Раджа Гуна и Тама Гуна. Как можем да винаги да оставяме така, че да говорим за Кришната, за Кришна?
So the basis of Krishna consciousness is Krishna Katha, talking about Krishna.
The word of Krishna consciousness?
This is the basis of Krishna
consciousness. The
best. The basis.
Basis.
Of Krishna consciousness is Krishna Katha.
Yes, yes.
But sometimes amongst all these anxieties in this material world, we become entangled in prajapa and speaking mundane topics. So how can we always be established in Krishna Katha?
I have an easy thing. Learn some verses. When you come amongst the devotees, you can just start reciting the different verses. Immediately puts a stop to all the mundane katha. You can say, my dear devotees, there is the most wonderful verse in the Bhagavad Gita.
Можете да кажете, може ли преданни е това най-прекрасният стих от Бхагавад Гита?
Chapter 10.
10-та глава.
Text number 9.
9
стих. Мач чета ман гата прана бодиянта пранаспадам гата янташчамам нитчам ташянта чарманта ча. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me.
Живота и мислите на моите преданни дадени са в мен, и когато се събират заедно, те си обрастат огромно удоволствие, като се просветляват един друг и си говорят за мен.
So some people like to talk about one thing, some people like to talk about another thing. Why don't you talk about Bhagavad Gita when you come to the Devotees Association?
Някои хора обичат да говорят за едно нещо и за друго, но когато дойдеш в общуването на преданите, защо не говориш Бхагавад Гита?
Quote one verse and explain why you think it's such a wonderful, wonderful verse.
Цитирай един стих и кажи защо смяташ, че той е толкова прекрасен текст.
And it become a completely transcendental atmosphere just by your preaching, you see.
Атмосферата ще стане толкова прекрасна чрез твоето проповядване.
Who wants to talk about some relative mundane topic when they can discuss Bhagavad Gita?
Кой би искал да говори за някаква светска относителна тема, когато може да се говори за
Bhagavad Gita? Elevates everyone. Everyone is, if you're talking about it, you're hearing, you're asking questions. Anyone who engages in Bhagavad Gita Gita, they go to the highest level of consciousness.
Всеки, който цитира Бхагавад Гита и се ангажира Бхагавад Гита Ката, се издига на най-високо ниво на съзнание.
Who would, what gentleman would turn down an opportunity to have their consciousness elevated?
Кой джентълмен би се отказва от възможността да издигне съзнанието си?
Doesn't everybody in this world want to get high?
Не иска ли всеки в този свят да се издигне съзнанието си?
You see, you can take everyone, you can help everyone get high. Just talk about Bhagavad Gita. They'll get high just by hearing you. Elevate the consciousness. Okay? You had a question? I saw your hand go up.
I was saying to Matranath's question that he was saying that if we don't offer fruit to, so there is many different ways of fruit. So there are many tiny ravanas in Mahavishnu.
The whole world is full of ravanas, yeah? That's right. Ravana Loka. Another name for this material world is Ravana Loka. There's the big Ravana and the little Ravana. All Ravanas everywhere. Ravanas, 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 Ravanas everywhere. Running around. Doing their Ravana business.
So which is that the fruit is also, like in Bhagavad Gita, he said that we have a right to do perform our duty, but fruit doesn't belong to fruit. Can be in the form of Lakshmi, and Lakshmi is the representation of Sita Devi. If we don't offer our Lakshmi in the service of Krishna, then we are trying.
And we are Ravanas, that's right. If you spend your money on sense gratification, you're also a Ravana, that's right.
Въпросът е свързан с темата за половете и за предлагането им. Коментар беше, че целият този свят е пълен с малки равана. И освен големи равана, има много малки равана, които предлагат половете от дейността си. И в този смисъл, ако човек печели пари и не ги предлага на Кришна по някакъв начин, парите се наричат Лакшми, а Лакшми е експанзия на Сита. В този смисъл човек е равен. Така че ако използвате парите си стоим на съжаление, тогава вие пак сте си равен.
Any other question?
Други въпроси?
Is everybody satisfied? Oh, here's a question. Okay. Do you have some help, Vishnu Bhimani?
So my question is that everybody is supposed to use their earnings, some portion of their earnings in service of Krishna.
Their energy, yes, must be used for Krishna. Otherwise, Ravana, yes. Yeah.
Така че всеки трябва да използват част от приходите или от енергията си за Кришна, иначе си Ravana. All their energy or just part of their energy?
So you had, Manaji, you had a question.
Кришна знае всичко за нас. Той знае какво ще се случи с нас до края на този живот. Колко ще напреднем, какво равнище ще стигнем. Можем ли ние да изненадаме Кришна с помощта на нашия духовен учител и да постигнем повече от това, което ни е отредено?
So Krishna knows everything that's going to happen in our lives until the very end. But can we surprise Krishna with the help of our spiritual master?
No, Krishna knows when you surrender to the spiritual master. Krishna knows when you will surrender to the Guru also.
Krishna знае кога ще се отдадеш на своя Гуру също така. Така че не може да знаеш Кришна на
своя човек. You can't fool Krishna.
Не може да измамиш Кришна.
Sweet ball, sweet ball, sweet ball. Put a sweet, give her a sweet ball. Cookie. Yeah, give her a cookie.
So, Swami Bhama says that she...
Krishna Prashad keeps.
Sarah Obama says that maybe she had something else in mind asking this question. So.
Yeah, let's go further in your question.
Защото може би това не е отговор, който очакваш.
Да, защото това, което четеме, разбираме, че ние можем да достигнем някакво ниво в този живот, но не го знаем. Нашия духовен учител го знае, че това не може да го казва. Аз казвам, че всичко също знае за нашия живот. Той знае ние дали ще паднем, дали ще станем пара на хана. Това исках да кажа. Може би ли ние, да кажем, аз съм определено мисъл, става по това живот. И колко ли да се старая, нямам природа, нямам качество, не мога. живота, не разбирам какво ми се учител, какво да ви правя. Примерно. Може ли каза там, въпреки всичко, каквото ми отредено, да не ми се случи, какво аз с помощта на моя духовен учител.
So I believe that, well, she said that Krishna knows all the advancement that we can make in this lifetime, everything. He knows if we're going to fall or how much we can go in our spiritual advancement. So her question is, with the help of the spiritual master, can we make something different? So, the resource of is not my Krishna.
Yeah.
Нашия духовен учител да направи толкова много за нас, ако ние напълнени с отдаване на вярване, т.е. въпрос на вярване, на отдаване, толкова много, че Кришна да промени съдбата.
So can our spiritual master do so much for us so that Krishna changes our destiny?
Here's how it works.
Ето виж как работи.
There's two energies.
Има две енергии.
Material energy and spiritual energy.
Материална енергия и духовна енергия.
In the material energy, everything is predestined. You can't change it.
В материалната енергия всичко е предначертано, не можеш да го промениш.
One action causes a reaction, which causes another reaction, and for all of eternity, it just goes on. You can never get out of it.
В продължение на цялата вечност една реакция предизвиква резултат, друга реакция и това продължава вечно и не може да бъде спряно.
Карма чакра.
Карма чакра.
You can never escape.
Никога не може да избягаш от това.
However, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Ji Guru Krishna Prasadai Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, if you can get the seed of bhakti, then you can be pulled out of karma chakra.
По милостта на духовния учител, ако можеш да получиш семето на Кришна бхакти, може да бъдеш измъкната от карма чакра.
And you can regain your original position as an eternal associate of the Lord.
И можеш да възстановиш своята вечна позиция на вечен слуга на Бога.
So, as long as you remain within the material energy, your karma, cannot be changed.
Докато останеш в материалната енергия, карма чакра не може да бъде променена.
But by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, when you get that seed of bhakti in the heart, if you water that seed by regularly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and weeding the garden of the heart by avoiding illicit sex, meeting and intoxication and gambling, and then your that bhakti seed will become a creeper, bhakti lata. And it will penetrate through the coverings of this material universe. It will travel beyond all the planets in the spiritual sky. It will go all the way to the topmost planet, Goloka Vrindavan, and intertwine itself in the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And the full-blown fruit of love of God will then grow from that creeper.
Но ако внимателно поливаш със святите имена на Кришна, Хара Кришна, Махамантра, семето на любовта към Бога, което е посял духовния учител, и внимателно скубаш плевелите, като избягваш извънбрачния Бог живот, интоксикантите на свидетелството и хазарта, това растение ще разцъфне, ще премине през цялата Вселената, ще пробие през обвивките на Вселената, ще прекуси всички имат духовни планети, ще стигне до най-вещата планета, ще се увие върху плодовете на земята на Шиши Рада Кришна и ще даде най-вкусния плод на любовта към Бога.
So it is a fact.
Така че това е факт.
You can overcome your fate by the mercy of Guru and Krishna.
Можеш да преодолееш съдбата си по милостта на Гуру и Кришна.
Just by clapping your hands in the kirti, the palm tells your future.
Как се казва, това е така, дланта ти издава твоето бъдеще.
But as soon as you clap your hands one time in the kirtan, that changes your palm forever.
Но веднъж да плеснеш със сърце в киртана променя съдбата ти за винаги.
Sometimes in the kirtan, I see somebody is not clapping their hands. I tell them, clap your hands.
Понякога в киртаните някой не пляска сърце, аз им казвам, пляскайте сърце.
Because many of you I've told, now you clap. You see, because by clapping your hands, your whole karma is changed.
На много от вас ви казвам пляскайте сърце, защото по този начин цялата ви карма се променя.
Your palms are completely transformed by clapping your hand in kirtan.
Дланите ви напълно се променят, като пляскате сърце в киртана.
that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Next question.
Кришна казва в Агарапита мама на Бабхакто винаги мисли за мен. Обикновено материалния свят мислим за някого, когато го видим и го чувстваме. Как, по какъв начин, освен садана бхакти, освен всички принципи, да направим така, че наистина да осъзнаем Кришна като личност. Като личност, която диша, живее, чувства, просто да го усетиме с сетивата си, въпреки че са замърсени материално. Може би Гуру Махарадж ще каже някакъв
So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, always think of me. But we in this world, we are used to thinking about someone when we have seen him or we see him. So what can we do in order to really see him and think of him?
Yeah, I have a very simple answer for you. Turn your head, look behind you on the wall. There is Krishna.
Ето това е Кришна.
Hare Krishna. Okay, next question.
Следващ въпрос.
Yes.
Освен физическо тяло, има чувствам, че има астрално тяло, ефирно тяло, ментално тяло и още четири свързани с егото на човека. Каква е връзката и има ли такова значение между тези неща?
Аз само добре, че вярвам, че всичките, които ги изреди, астрално, ментално и другото, са синоними на едно и също тяло.
Каква е връзката?
Връзката между кого и кого?
Между физическото тяло, астрално, ефирно, ментално.
So he has heard that we have physical body and then we have mental body, astral body and ether body. So what's the connection between physical body and these soul bodies?
Yes. Just like now you have outerwear.
Както в момента имаш горни дрехи.
You have your body, you see.
Това е тялото ти.
You have your outer clothing and you have some underclothing also. So this gross body we have, it is the outer wear. And the astral body, you see, astral body is subtle body. The astral body is the underwear. And the soul is the actual self.
А душата е истинското себе.
Just like now you have body, but you're wearing underwear and outerwear. So the soul wears the astral body and the gross physical body.
Както в момента тялото ти носи белото и горните дрехи, по същия начин душата ти носи финто тяло и горе грубото физическо тяло.
So to become self-realized, you must free yourself from identification with both the gross body and with the astral body.
И за да станеш self-realized, душа трябва да се освободиш от идентификацията както с грубото физическо тяло, така и с финто астрално тяло.
They are both coverings. Neither of them is the real self.
И двете са покрития. Нито едно от двете не е истинското себе.
The real self is called Atma.
Истинското себе се нарича Атма.
You are Atma. You're not the astral body or the gross body.
Ти си Атма. Ти не си нито астралното тяло, нито грубо тяло.
The Atma is 1/10,000 the tip of a hair in size.
Атма е голяма колкото една 10,000 от върха на коса.
It's more brilliant than 10,000 suns.
Тя е по-сияна от 10 милиона слънца.
And it's sitting in the heart.
И се намира в сърцето.
You are the driver.
Ти си шофьора.
And the heart is the driver's seat.
Сърцето е шофьорската седалка.
Questions more?
Друг въпрос. Курта, would you elaborate on the importance of Vaishnava association?
Would I elaborate on the importance of Vaishnavas? Yes, I would do that.
Въпросът ми е, ако би казал няколко думи повече за важността на общуването с Вайшна.
Next question.
Следващия.
I answered your question. Yes, I would do that. All right, I know what you mean. You would like me to do that. All right. I answered your question. You said, you asked the question, would you elaborate? And I said, yes, I would. Yes, Vaishnava association is a very important thing. Vaishnavas are representatives of Krishna. By associating with a Vaishnava, you are getting the association of Krishna. Because Krishna manifests in the form of the
Vaishnavas.
So this Vaishnava Sangha, it gives you life. That's why we have a society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is a Vaishnava Sangha organization.
It's
a place where you can come and associate with Vaishnavas. So all that association should be done very favorably with love. Because the Vaishnavas are the representatives of God, the more that you love them, the more that you are loving God. So try to always give loving service to the Vaishnavas. And your Krishna consciousness will expand very quickly. Any other questions? Yes?
In this connection. So, I have two more questions. First of all,
Param Jyoti should tell me how much time I have left. They're probably getting ready for the survey.
Param Jyoti, ако може да каже колко време имаме преди събирането на посада.
Let's see how much time I have left.
Five minutes.
Okay. All right. Let's let Tanu. He hasn't asked me. Tanu Prabhu.
Who wants to ask what's the most important thing that we should remember about Lord Ramachandra's life and pastime?
The most important thing to remember is the Lord Ramachandra has come just as Krishna describes. He is the same Krishna, actually. He has come for the sake of establishing religious principles and destroying irreligion. So what does that mean if you're his servant? The servant carries the same mission as his master, isn't it? So the most important thing you should know is that since his mission was to establish religion and to destroy irreligion, that must also be your mission as well. The highest level, proper celebration of Ram Navami is to renew your determination to destroy the irreligion in your heart and establish religion in your heart, and then to preach to do that throughout the whole world.
Значимостта на Рам Навами за всеки един от нас е да унищожим нелегалността в сърцето си и да установим още по да подновим религиозността в сърцето си и да проповядаме на всички.
Your duty as a follower of Lord Ram is to establish religion and destroy your religion by strong preaching.
Твоят дълг като слуга на Бог Рамачандра е да установиш религиозността и да унищожиш невинността чрез твоето проповядване. Това е твоето дълг.
So that means you must be an ideal example.
Което означава, че трябва да си идеален пример.
Yad yad acharati shrishtas tattadeve taro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokastatana vartate. Whatever a great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps.
Това, което една велика личност прави, обикновените хора следват по неговите стъпки.
Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Това, което той установи като стандарт чрез своите действия, цели свят ще следва.
So the proper observance of Ram Nami is you must become acharya.
Така че правилното...
By your example, you... And by your preaching, you can inspire this entire Bulgarian nation to take up Krishna consciousness.
Правилно следване на Рама Навами е да станеш ачари и да вдъхновиш чрез своето проповедание цялата българска нация да приеме Кришна съзнание.
You must become like Hanuman.
Трябва да станеш като Хануман.
Totally dedicated to serving your Lord Ram.
Напълно отдаден да служиш на своя Бог Рам.
He had no thought of personal sense enjoyment.
Той въобще не си мислил за личностно наслаждение.
Everything was for Lord Ram.
Всичко било за Бог Рам.
That is the real meaning of Ram Nami.
Това е истинския смисъл на Рама
Нами. You must become simply like Hanuman.
Трябва да станеш точно като Хануман.
Fighting Vaishnava.
Да бъдеш борец за Вайшнава.
He was so dedicated to the mission of his Guru Maharaj, Lord Ram.
Той бил толкова отдаден на своята мисия, на мисля на своя Гуру Махарадж.
That he could take the orders he was given and execute it faithfully.
Че може да приеме инструкциите, които му давал и да ги изпълнява с
удоволствие. He can expand it also.
И също така ги разширил.
He was told to rescue Sita, but while he's there, he thought, why not burn Ravana's capital, Lanka, the ashes while I'm here? Why not?
Дори експандирал инструкциите на Сита. Бог Рама Чандра му казва да спаси Сита, обаче той си казва, докато съм тук, защо да не запаля столицата на Равана Ланка?
Because he understood the mission of his spiritual master, Lord Ram. He knew how to expand the order.
Тъй като разбра каква е мисля на неговия Бог Рам, той знал как да разшири мисията.
Prabhupada was ordered to preach in English, but I see his books are translated into Bulgarian.
Prabhupada му било заповядано да проповядва на английски, обаче виждам, че книгите му са преведени на български.
You see, because Prabhupada understood the mission of his spiritual master. Beyond, he took the order and followed and he expanded the order because he knew the inner desire of his Guru Maharaj.
Той взел заповедта на своя духовен учител и експандирал, защото знал какво е вътрешното желание на неговия Гуру Махарадж.
So you must take the orders given and you must understand the inner purpose of the Lord.
Така че трябва да вземеш дадената заповед и да разбереш вътрешната
And you must fully dedicate yourself to revolutionizing this country with Krishna Bhakti.
Как напълно да спадеш на революция, да направиш революция в съзнанието на хората с Кришна Бхакти.
That will make your celebration of Ram Nami complete.
Това ще направи празнуването на Рама Навами пълно.
So now we have run out of time.
Сега вече времето ми свърши.
On that positive note, we will end here.
И с това позитивно послание ще спрем.
Lord Ramachandra ki jai, Shri Ram Navami Mahotsava ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai,
Sankrishna Prabhu ki jai.